Be'ez Hashem is Boruch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillin Lulos HaPrin, the Sefer HaAvot, Book of Love, which in this part we discuss regarding the order of the brachas and the tefillas as it applies to an individual. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding starting when one really starts that day, which is when they're laying down to sleep at nighttime, regarding Krishma Shalamita. K'shatiknu Chachamim Divrei Tefillas Elu, when the sages instituted the words of these prayers, which we mentioned, the Amida, the Shemayin Esrei, Tiknu Brachas Acheres, they also instituted other prayers, other blessings, Levarach Oysim Cholayim, to bless every single day. Elihin, they are as follows. K'shekonis Adam Lemitasa Lishan Balayla, when the person enters into his bed to go to sleep at night, Levarach makes the following bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed be Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, our God, the King of the world. Hamapil Chevle Sheina, who causes to fall the bonds of sleep al enai on my eyes, v'hamashkia, and who sinks shenas tardema, the sleep of slumber, v'hameir li'ishan v'asoyin, who eliminates the pupil of my eyes. Yinotzim l'fanech, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem l'kai, Hashem my God, shatatzileinu mi'itzada, you save me from the evil inclination, u'mipegada, and from any evil encounter, v'alyivalun l'charem esram, should not be confounded with bad dreams, v'alyar horim, and not bad thoughts. Who say, mitasi shlim l'fanech, my bed should be complete in front of you, which metaphorically that refers to one's descendants. I should stand up from it for life and for peace. And illuminate my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Who illuminates the entire world with his glory, with his honor. And v'kari parsha rishonah, so that was the bracha of Hamapel. And v'kari parsha rishonah mekri shema, and he says the first parsha of the Shema, v'yoshen, and he goes to sleep. In the parentheses, some have afil ishti yishenim, or even if his wife is sleeping with him. V'im nasatu shinen, now, if sleep is overtaking him, kara afil pasuk rishon, then he could say even just the first pasuk of Shema, oy pasuk rachim, some other verses of mercy, like, for example, b'yotcha afkidruchi, and v'achkach rishon, and then go to sleep. Alocha gimon. Now, when he wakes up in the morning, what's known as birchas hashachar. B'shot sheyikatz b'seifer shenasei. At a time when someone wakes up at the end of his sleep, Mavarchi makes the blessing, and he's still on his bed. Kach, he says as follows. Elikai, my God. Neshama shenasata b'tahira. The soul that you put inside of me is pure. Atta v'rasa, you created vati tarti, you formed vati nefachti, and you blew it into me. Vati meshamer b'kibbe, and you safeguarded it inside of me. Vati osalit lamim, and you're going to take it from me. Vati osalach zira b'losalav, and you're going to end up giving it back to me in the future time. As long as the soul is inside of me, I give thanks in front of you, Hashem, like Hashem, my God, Lord of all the actions, bless you, Hashem, who returns souls to dead bodies. When he hears the sound of the rooster, Mavarchim makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'il, Messiah Hashem, our God, King of the world, HaNoisim La'asech Vivin, who gives to the rooster understanding, La'afchim Ben Yem Ben Laila, to differentiate between day and night, because the rooster starts making his crowing already when it starts becoming day. K'shalevish Begadav, when he puts on his garments, Mavarchim makes the Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'il, Malbesh Arumim, who clothes the naked. K'shamnich Sedin Al-Rish, when he puts his cloth on his head, his yarmulke, Mavarchi makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'olam, Oitei Yisrael B'Savara, who crowns the Jewish people with splendor. Kishma B'yodav Al-Einav, when he puts his hands over his eyes, cleaning out his eyes, Mavarchi makes the bracha, Pekei Echivim, Hashem makes the blind that they could see. Kishashav Mitasa, when he sits up on his bed, he was laying till now, Mavarchi makes the bracha, Matar Asurim, Hashem unties those who are bound. Kishma Raglim in the Mita, when he puts his feet down from the bed, puts on the ground, Mavarchi makes a bracha, that Hashem spreads out the earth on the water that we have a surface to walk on. When he actually stands up, Mavarchi makes a bracha, Hashem straightens out those who are bent. When he washes his hands, Mavarchi makes a bracha, he makes bracha to Hashem, that he sanctified us with his commandments, on the tail of dime, and he commanded us with the washing of the hands. When he washes his face, Mavarchi makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'olam, Hamaver Chevle Sheina Me'enai, who removes the bonds of sleep from my eyes, Usnuma Me'af Apoy, and slumber from my eyelids. Yehiratzim L'fanech, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'olam, Hashem my God, the God of my fathers, Shetargileinu L'var Mitzvah, that you get me habituated to things of a mitzvah, Vatargileinu L'var Aver, V'oven, and not habituated to things of sin and iniquity. V'sashli b'yetzer tov, and the good inclination should rule over me, v'alyishli b'yetzer ra, and not let the evil inclination rule over me. V'sachaskeinu b'mitzvasecha, and strengthen me in your commandments, v'sein chelki b'sarasecha, give my portion in your Torah. V'sitneini, and give me l'chein to grace, l'chesed, and to kindness, l'racham, and to compassion, b'einecha, in your eyes, v'einechal raya, in the eyes of all those who see me, v'sig m'lein chazim tov, and you should do for me good acts of kindness. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, goyim l'chasam tovim, who does good acts of kindness. Halacha hei. Now, b'chol zman shekanes l'beis hakiseh, and every time a person goes to the bathroom to relieve himself, oimer koidim shekanes, he says before he enters into the lavatory, hiskabdu mechabadim, be honored honorable ones, kadoshim holy ones, meshar se'elyon, those who serve the supernal one. Meaning he's talking to the malachim. There's two malachim that greet, that escort every single person. He says, Izruni, Izruni, help me, Shemuni, Shemuni, safeguard me. Hamtinuli, wait for me, actually, Konis V'Eitz, until I go in and I come out. Shazadarkim Shabaniyam, because this is the way of mankind, because malachim don't do these types of things. So he tells him to wait outside. V'achar Shayatza, after he comes out, Mabarcha makes the bracha, Barcha Ta Hashem Lekeinim Melech Ha'ilam, Asher Yatzar Sa'adim Mechachma, that who formed man with wisdom, Uvarva and the covenant, made orifices, holes in the person's body, Chalulim, Chalulim, he makes these hollows, these are the piping in the person. Golidi Du'lef Nichisech Abedecha, it's revealed and known in front of your holy throne, in front of your glorified throne, Shem Yisosim Echad Mehem, that if one of them will be closed, meaning referring to the holes in the present body, Oyim Yipaseich Echad Mehem, or if one of them will be open, referring to the hollow organs, Efshar Lehiskayim Afal Shah Echas. It would be impossible to last even for one moment. Baruch Atah Hashem, Blessed be Hashem, Reifich HaBasar, who heals all flesh, which that means to say the ability to have the excretory system, which is the healing of the whole body. And these wonders of what he does, because there's so many holes, and yet the spirit, the wind inside the person, remains his whole life. When the person girdles with his belt, he girdles the Jews with strength. That's what we see, like weightlifters have these belts. It gives a person a certain strength. When he puts on his shoes, that he did for me all that I need, because as long as the person is barefoot, he can't go out into the world and do what he has to do. When he starts walking to go onto his journey, who prepares man's footsteps. And every single day, a person makes the following brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'olam Shloi Sani Goy, did not make me a non-Jew, who is only obligated in only seven commandments. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'olam Shloi Sani, should not make me a woman who is not obligated in the time-bound positive commandments. And so to Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'olam Shloi Sani Goy, did not make me a slave, who's also exempt from the mitzvah seishah non-gerem. And these brachas are all about that we're happy that we have all the 630 commandments as we have. Halacha Zayin continues with the obligations of the Birchas Hashacha, of the morning blessings. Shmaina Esther Brachas Elu. So these 18 blessings that we just mentioned, Elam said that there's no order. El Mavorach Kalachas Men Al Davar Shah Bracha B'Shvili. Rather, you make the blessing for each one of these things that the blessing is for it, B'Shaita, in its time. So Ketzer Aso, Harishachagur Chagur. So let's say, not in the order that we mentioned, let's say someone's putting on his belt, Go on my Tassin, still on his bed. So Mavorach, make the Bracha. He's a Sobigbur, that he girdles the Jewish person with might. Shemakol Tanug, over here is the sound of the rooster. Mavarcha makes the bracha, that he gives to the rooster understanding. V'chol bracha mehen shlin schayv, but in any blessing that he's not obligated in mavarcha, he won't make it. Halacha chas ketzat, so how so? Let's say lom b'chzusa, let's say he went to sleep with his clothing. Say in mavarcha, Shem, he's not going to make the blessing when he gets up in Malbash room that he clothes the naked because he was always wearing his clothing. Halacha yachav, let's say he's walking barefoot. Say in mavarcha, he's not going to make the bracha shasli katarka that he makes for me all my needs. B'yom Kippurim, on the Day of Atonement, the Tisha B'Av, and the 9th of Av, she'en shemachitza, where there's no washing, so in Mavarcha, doesn't make the bracha, and he'll examine the washing of the hands. And below him, and not the bracha of, he takes off the bonds of sleep, because you're not washing your face with the water and the eyes. Im le'nichnes l'beis hakiseh, if he doesn't go to the bathroom, in Mavarcha, doesn't make the bracha, she'atzeh sa'adim, that he formed man. And achin shah bracha, so to all these other blessings, it's only when you have that, when you actually make the bracha. Halacha Tesa, the Nogo Amberev Reinu says, the custom of the people in most of our cities, Lavarch Brachas Elu, they make these blessings, Zuachazu, one after the other, Bevesa Knesset in Shul, Bein Eschai Ben, whether they're obligated in them, Bein Loin Eschai Ben, whether they were not obligated in them, as we said in the previous halacha, says the Ram, but I see it's a mistake. Vein Ro Lassakin, it's not appropriate to do this. Lavarch Brachas Elu, Kein Eschai Ben, a person should not make a blessing unless he becomes obligated in it. Halacha Yod, regarding with Birchas HaTaira. Hamashkim likra b'Torah. If someone gets up to read from the Torah, koidim shiikra krishma, before he said krishma with the birchas krishma, because if he already said birchas krishma, he doesn't have to make birchas the Torah because he's already exempted with the bracha of Havarabba, which has the idea of blessing in the Torah, v'seim b'lebeinu lilmoid and l'kaim is called dibri sam Torah secha. So this is only if he wants to learn before he says krishma, Bein Karb Teresh Abiksav, whether he's reading from the written law, Bein Karb Teresh Bepeh, whether he's reading from the oral Torah. So what he does is first he washes his hands, Mavarch Shalosh Brachos, he makes three blessings on the Torah, and then he reads from the Torah, and they are Asher Kedoshon B'mitzvah, so that Hashem sanctified us with his commandments, of Yitzvon al Dibri Torah, and commanded us on the words of Torah. Harvna may be sweet, Hashem Lekin, Hashem our God, is Dibri Sardaschim B'finu, the words of the Torah in our mouths, so in the mouths of your people, all of the Jewish people, it may be that us and our descendants, and the descendants of your people, are from those who know your names, and they're engaged in your Torah. Bless you, Hashem, who gives the Torah. And the last one is Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melech Ha'il Mashad Baruch Abon Mekal Amim, who chose us from the all the nations, but us not to us to give us his Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Neis Nater, who gives the Torah. L'chir Alf. Now, B'chol Yom, every single day, Chayv Adon L'Baruch Shalosh Baruch Has Elu. A person has to make these three blessings. V'ach Kach Korim Atan Dibri Torah, and then he reads a little bit from the words of the Torah. The Nogu Am, the custom of the people is, Likr Bechaz Kalim, that what words of Torah do they say right after Bechaz Torah? The blessings of the Kalim, which are Pesukim in the Torah. Now there are certain places they read actually Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, which actually the parasha of the Korban Tamid, that's the Torah that they say after Berachas HaTorah. V'yesh Mekayim Shekorim Shetayin, in some places that they say both Berachas Karim and the parasha of the Tamid. V'Korban Prakim, they also read chapters, Oy Halachas or Halachas, Min HaMishnah, Min HaBraises, from Mishnayis and Braises, which that we know is part of Karbanas before Davening. Which Halachit Beis, the next thing after Berachas HaShachar, Berachas HaTorah, and the Karbanas that we just mentioned, which we call that whole thing Karbanas, which are Psukim, Parashias, and Mishnayis, and Brises. And Alochid Beis, what we know as Psukim de Zimra, which is the intro of the Shachris. V'shibcha Chacham, the sages praise L'mishakari Zimiris, Misefer Tehillim B'chol Yom B'yom. For someone that reads the Zimiris from the Book of Tehillim every single day, Mitehilu David, we call it Ashrei, but it's Perikof Mem Hei, Atzei V'asefer, until the end of Tehillim, which is that six Perakim, till the end, which are the mizmorim we say in Pesukah de Zimra, those are the halalukas. Ukvar nogu likras pesukim lefneim ulachrim. Now, the custom has already been to say these different verses before what we call the Pesukah de Zimra, meaning like Yehi Chavoyed Hashem, which comes before Ashrei, and lachrim after them, like Baruch Hashem lo'il b'amin b'amin, which these are pesukim that we say before and after the halalukas. V'tiknu bracha lefnei hazmiris. Now, they instituted that there should be a blessing before the zmiris. The baruch shamar, that's the bracha baruch shamar. This is before pesukah de zimra. U'bracha lachreim, and a blessing after the pesukah de zimra. V'hi yishtabach, that's the bracha of yishtabach. These are the brachas on the pesukah de zimra. V'achkach mebracha al kriyishma, and then he makes the bracha on the saying of the shema. So that's the second half of the intro to the amida. V'kar kriyishma, and then he says the shema. There are places that the custom is to say every single day, Achar Shemavarchin Yishtabach, after they make the Bracha Yishtabach, Shiris Hayam, what we call the Az Yashar. So the Rambam brings it after Yishtabach, then they say the song of the sea. And then they make the Birchas Kriyashma. The Yeshmer Kriyashma Shakurin Shiris Hazinu. Some places actually have the song of Hazinu, which is written in the Torah. And there are certain individuals that actually say both songs, Hakol Fayam, and everything according to the custom. Halacha Yudalad, regarding the obligation of saying 100 brachas every single day. Chayvon levarach mei brachas. The person has to make 100 blessings bein yom v'halayla, between the day and the night time. U'mohin mei brachas. What are these 100 blessings? So the Rambam describes. You have esn v'sholish brachas shemanina beperek zeh. You have already the 23 blessings you mentioned in this perek, and that which is the of the Birchas HaShachar, the Birchas HaTorah, and the Brachas by Pesukah de Zimra. And you have a Sheva Brachas or Krishma, Shachar, Arvis. You have the seven blessings of Krishma, what you have in Shachar and of Ma'ariv. Lefanel, Acharev, because you make Brachas on the Shema before and after by Shachar and Ma'ariv. Ukash Masat Betzitz is also when you cloak yourself with the Talis, Mevarch, Baruch HaTah, Hashem HaKid Melchon, Mashiach HaShon, Bim Tzvizav, that he sanctified us with his mitzvahs, the Tzibon, Lesat Betzitz, he commanded us to cloak with the Tzitzis. Ukeshlevis tefillin, and when he puts on tefillin, Mavarcha makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Akin Melchon, Mashiach Kedoshon, Bim Tzvayis, the sanctified in his commandments, Vitzavon Lo Nech Tefillin, he commanded us to put on tefillin. And you have a Shalosh Tefillis, you have the three Shemayna Esrays, Shebechol Tefillin Mehen Shemayna Esrays Brachas, each one of them has 18 blessings. Harishmayin Veshesh Brachas, already from the mandatory brachas that we make as part of our davening, you already have 86 blessings. Now, when you eat the two meals, one of day and one of night, you make 14 blessings. 7 in every single meal. How so? So one you make when you wash your hands on the tchilas day. Then for the food, you make hamaitzi. Because that's one beforehand, and then you have on the food that you ate, you have a sholish besaif, you have three at the end in birchas hamazon. Valiyan, and then if you're drinking wine in the meal, so you have lefana v'la'achrav, you have the bracha beriparagrafim beforehand, and you have the bracha, meaning when you make by the birchas hamazon, you bench on the wine, you make the bracha after that. Harishava brachas. So that's 7 blessings. Harimea brachas, but you already have 100 brachas between the two meals you have a day and between all the different three tefillahs that you have. Now, Allah Tazvah, Bizman Azen, today's time, should take the brachas amin, but they actually add on the bracha of the heretics in davening, the bracha, what we know as Villa Malshinim. And, Vaisiva Teva Meitiv Brachas Amazin, there's three biblical brachas and benching, they add on the fourth one of a Teva Meitiv. So then it's a Chamash brachas, he says. You have 5 extra brachas, which is because of the every single tefillah, you have 3 of Villa Malshinim, and then you have that. You have 2 in benching for the 2 meals, each one an extra bracha. So that's 5 extra brachas. Now, b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, however, in Shabbos and Yom Tov, b'Shat Tefillah 7 brachas. You don't have any more 19 brachas every tefillah on Shabbos. The tefillah is only you have 1 middle bracha instead of the abundant request we have during the weekday. So then you only have the tefillah is only 7 brachas. And so to v'Chinim Lo Nischai b'Shar Yom b'Chol Brachas Elu. So too, if let's say any one of a regular weekday that you're not obligated in all the blessings we mentioned. Could go in, for example, it says Lo Yoshin Kolal, he didn't sleep all night, or Velohit Chagur, he didn't untie his belt. Over the next basically didn't go into the bathroom. Okay, so there are similar types of things where you're not going to be making all the regular berachas hashachar. So then, tzarech lashem mei berachas mepes. Then you have to complete the requisite 100 blessings from fruits. Halacha doesn't kate that. What does that mean? How so? So oichel mat yerek, eat a little vegetable. Mevarach l'pan ba'achrav. You make a bracha rishon. You make a bracha achrayna. V'chayz oichel mat nepriza. Then you go ahead and eat from a different fruit. So you made a bari pre eitz. Now you make a bari pre adama. Mevarach l'pan ba'achrav. Make a bracha rishon. You make a bracha achrayna. A post blessing of a bari nefashes. When the kol brachas, you count all the blessings. Atcha mashem mei b'chol yom until you make sure that you get up to the requisite 100 blessings every single day. Halacha Zayin regarding this order of the prayers of an individual. So say the tefillah is kachu. The orders of the prayers is as follows. Bashachar in the morning, mashkim adam, a person gets up, mevarach brachas elu, he makes these blessings, as we said, the brachas hashachar, brachas atar, b'karas mirs, he says the psukah de zimra, mevarach lefnei machreim, makes the bracha of beforehand, the brach shama, and bracha afterwards of yishtabach, v'kar achkach shema, and then he says the tefillah of shema, which mevarach lefnei alacharei, make the brachas krishma, which is before that, yitzma iris, and the bracha after that. Umidal kedusha in the bracha rishon nishlof. Now, but says the Rambam, you skip the kedusha where it says kaddish kaddish from if you're davening by yourself as an individual from the first bracha before the Shema because she'ina yochad em kedusha. An individual does not say by himself kedusha. You have to have a minion. However, it is brought that the Rambam retracted. Originally, the Rambam would say you go besaf v'rub nima and then you skip to lekel bracha nimzitenu. But he retracted and says no. That since it's not actually doing it, it's just saying over the sanctification, you could say it as an individual. But here the Rambam brings that an individual does not say kedusha. When he concludes Gal Yisrael, Miyad Yamad, so then he right gets up, Kadesh Yisma Gula Tfila, that he should say the Shemineset Tfila right after the Gula, the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, that when there's redemption, then you're right there, and Hashem is coming to answer your request. You're talking about how he redeems us. Mispal Mu'umad, he daven standing up, Kamesh Marnu, like we already mentioned this in Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. When he finishes the Shemayin Esa, Yeshiv, he sits down, v'yipal aponav, he falls on his face, u'mischan, and he makes his request, u'magbir reishoy, and he lifts up his head, u'mischan mat, and he says all the supplications sitting, and v'hu Yeshiv, v'dibir tachnum, he's sitting in words of supplication. V'achal hikar teil dov, and then he says what we call ashrei, v'yischan kifi koiche, and he makes supplication according to his ability, and then v'yipatal ma'isav, that's already, he's finished his shachris, and he goes on his way. Halach yitchas, but v'tfilas ha-mincha, now regarding the prayer of mincha, maschal likar teil dov, so he starts what we call Ashrei, which is the Tila David sitting, and then he stands up and he davens mincha. When he finishes, nevel upon the mischan, he falls on his face. What we call Tachnun, he makes these supplications. He lifts up his head, makes supplication according to his ability. And he goes, takes care of his needs. I mean, he goes on his way. But Tfilas Erev regarding the prayer of the evening of Ma'ariv, Kari Krishma, he says the Shema, O Mevarach Lefnei Alachra, he says the Birchas Krishma before and after the Shema, and then when he finishes, he says the Brachas of Redemption, the post-Brachas of the Shema, and then he goes right into Shema Yisrael. So he misspells a moment and he's down standing up. When he finishes, Yeshem Adi sits a little bit, and then he takes leave. Whoever says words of supplication after Meir, Harei Zeh Meshubach, is praiseworthy because even though it's optional and he's still saying words of Tachanunim, he's praiseworthy. Now, although we make another blessing of Ashkivenu after Bracha of Gol Yisrael, in the Hefzik Ben Gula Tefillah, it's not considered an interruption between the Bracha of Gula of Gol Yisrael, which is redemption, you're supposed to go straight into Shema Nesi, because Varishtinke Bracha Achas Arucha, essentially Ashkivenu is like an extension of the Bracha of Gol Yisrael. It's like Gula Richta, it's one long extension, therefore it would be like going straight in from Gol Yisrael into the Shema Nesi.